Hare Krishna. Happy Ram Navami, everyone. Today is the appearance day of Lord Ramchandra, and a cause for celebration, a good opportunity to remember the Lord's pastimes, and to also learn lessons from them. And it's those lessons I'm going to concentrate on. If you don't mind, we address Radha Damodar today. And also Radha Shamsundar. And I'm going to put on pictures of both. Yesterday evening, also, I noticed that due to some kind of technical failure, the podcast that I sent remained incomplete. It is complete now, so those who curious to know what the rest of it was, then please listen to it. If you're not, I'm going to tell you anyway, very, very briefly. Basically, in order to complete the, or in order to do the renovations, excuse me, not complete, but to do the renovations for Radha Shyam's deity room, Shringasan, altar, floor, everything else. I spent 8 hours in meetings yesterday and 2 hours in meetings this morning. We're open for devotees' donations. And if you'd like to donate to this worthy cause, be it small amount, large amount, one-off donation or monthly donation, the work has already started months back. And we are certainly in need, and you can send the money to what you see on the title of yesterday's podcast, which has the email address of Damodar Das, and he will fill you in with where to send your donation. And thank everybody in advance. And now, on to Lord Ramachandra. Srimad Bhagavatam Sukadev Goswami is listing all of the incarnations of the Lord, and we hear about them one after the other, of course. And when it comes to Lord Ramachandra, he starts off with a very unique and interesting introduction. And he says that everyone knows about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord as the son of Dasharath Maharaj. And therefore, I'll only describe this to you in brief. And you also have heard this many times. So, interesting introduction. He's already saying, well, everyone knows about this, so I'm not going to speak so much. No doubt everyone also knew quite a bit about the other incarnations of the Lord as well. Nonetheless, Shukadeva Goswami didn't introduce them in this way. But it gives us an idea of just how popular and well-known the pastimes of Lord Rama Chandra are, the Maryada Tikrama. Excuse me, the Maryada Purushottama. Lord Rama Chandra is known as Maryada Purushottama, the Supreme Lord who displays the perfection of following the Maryad, or the rules of conduct and etiquette. And I'm always intrigued by the strength and the perfection of Lord Ramachandra's conduct. Krishna is known as Lila Purushottam because he shows the topmost features of pastimes, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prema Purushottam because he's just absorbed in tasting Prema, mellows of love of Godhead. But let's concentrate on Maryada Purushottam. And it should be remembered that unless we really are very much absorbed in following the rules and regulations very, very strictly, then it's not really possible for us to enter into the real secrets of either Lila or Prema. And one example of that is Raghunath Das Goswami, who's following of the regulative principles was said to be like the lines in a stone. You know what the lines of a stone are like. They're not something that you just like rub out with a ruler, eraser or something like that. So he was so fixed in following, although he himself both described and taught the principles of spontaneous devotional service. I mean, lived the principles of spontaneous devotional service. But we need to be situated in that same type of very strict regulation, as was Raghunath Das Goswami, in order to enter into the secrets of prema and rasa and all of the other wonderful esoteric teachings that have been revealed to us by Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. So some of these principles, which are of or examples of Lord Chaitanya's perfect following of the rules, are as follows. The first one, of course, is we know how his other mother, Maharaj Dasharatha, had three wives, Kaikeyi, who was the mother of the twins, Bharat and Shatrughna, how she conspired so that Lord Ramachandra wouldn't be the heir to the throne. And as a result of which, practically speaking, the king Dasharath gave up his life. Lord Ramachandra was meant to be enthroned, was meant to become the king. All the citizens loved him. Everyone was invited for the occasion on the following day of the coronation. And then all of a sudden, by the intrigue of this queen, due to the bad association of Mantara, her maidservant, or one of her maidservants, she asked Dasharath that it not be Ram, who was the king, but rather Bharat. And the reason she asked for that was because she had been promised boons some time back, which she had not asked for, but now she cashed in on that request. And of course, Maharaj Bharat didn't want, Dasharath didn't want to acquiesce, but she said, "Are you going to be the first person in your lineage who doesn't stick by his word? Are you going to be known as the first king of the Raghuvamsa, of the Surya dynasty, who's been dishonest and untrue to his word?" So Maharaj Dasharath couldn't do that, couldn't dishonor his lineage or himself be dishonored. And so he called in the morning of the coronation. He called Lord Ramachandra, and he said, "This is what happened." He didn't directly say, "You have to go out into the forest." Actually, he wasn't capable of saying that out of love for her son. But still, Lord Ramachandra, he neither protested, he neither inquired. He thought, "Well, if this is what." My mother asked, this is what Kaikeyi asked, then yes, yeah, certainly I'll go to the forest. And immediately he got dressed. Maharaj Dasharatha was hoping that Lord Ramachandra was going to argue, was going to refuse, was going to do something, but no, he wouldn't have any of that. So to be learned from this is the lesson, and he said, the word of the guru is final, and the example of the finality of the word of the guru, which also used in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is that of Parashuram, when his father said, cut off the head of your mother, and of course there's an important story behind that, then he did so without question. And then of course his father brought his mother back to life. So here, the son is addressing his father as guru, because for all intents and purposes, a real Krishna conscious father is as good as the spiritual master. And so Lord Ramachandra didn't think twice that he should be so obedient to his spiritual master or to his father. Certainly not the way children are brought up nowadays, but then of course parents need to be of the same caliber as Maharaj Dasharatha in order to have that type of obedience, in order to expect that type of obedience from their sons. So it's a really wonderful example that you just consider that being the victim of such injustice, and yet not even complaining, just accepting it with a smile, and Lord Ramachandra immediately accepting the order of his father, left Ayodhya and went off into the forest. And of course he didn't go alone. At that time, Bharat and Shatrughna had already been, they were already somewhere else. But Lakshman was there, and Lakshman immediately wanted to go along, as did Sita Devi. So here one sees that what real friendship, what real brotherly love, and what the relationship between husband and wife are. It's not a matter of convenience. Oh yes, when circumstances are good, when we're living in the palace and we have unlimited comfort and opulence, then we're together. But if you're out in the forest and you have nothing and you're sleeping on the ground, no, then I'm not coming for that. No, they wanted to be with him. This morning I was listening to a class by Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying, giving the example that this is Sita Devi's example of following Lord Ramchandra, is how faithful the wife is to the husband. And then immediately Srila Prabhupada said, but it's not a one-way relationship, because as soon as Ravana kidnapped Sita Devi, Prabhupada uses the word butchered, then Lord Ramachandra butchered Ravana's entire family, and he repeats that a few times. So, and then the conclusion is that just as faithful as the wife is to the husband, similarly the husband is also to the wife. It's not a one-way relationship, it's a real reciprocal relationship. And then they went off. They went off into the forest and lived in a very simple, austere life, following the principles of ascetics. So they did their duty. They did it. They did it with a smile. The next example is one that I remember Srila Prabhupada himself giving on the same topic of how we should be dutiful. And it's one of my favorite examples, so I mention it quite often. And this was, I think, in 1976, Prabhupada was talking about Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, Lord Nrisimha. And Srila Prabhupada brought up the example of Jatayu. Now, Jatayu was a vulture. Vulture in English. And when Lord Ramachandra took up residence with Panchavati, then Jatayu, who's also a devotee, who's not an ordinary vulture, he made an agreement with Lord Ramachandra that when Ram and Lakshman went off to gather fruits and roots and other things that they were eating, that he would take care of Sita Devi. And so that was their agreement. Now, when Ravana came, and you all know the story, Ravana came and captured and took away Sita, then Srila Prabhupada says that when Jatayu, he knew about Ravana, and he knew that he didn't have a chance against Ravana. He wasn't going to... He couldn't actually fight against him. But still, he was duty-bound. He thought, made this promise to Lord Ram that I would protect Sita, so I must do my duty. And so he challenged Ravana, and as anticipated, he gave up his body. He died. He was no match for Ravana. But still, he fulfilled his order. He kept his word, and he performed his duty, both things. And when Srila Prabhupada was commenting on that in Mayapur, he said, so you should all be like that also. You should also be dutiful, like Jatayu. Don't worry about the consequences. Just trust in Krishna. Just perform your duty. I mean, that's a really, really wonderful thing. Now, another example, and I could go on, but this is going to be the final one, is when Bharat and Shatrughna finally returned from... they were staying at their grandfather's place, and when they returned to Ayodhya, by then Lord Ramachandra had already left. And they... heard about how he'd been banished and so on, so they immediately went out to find him. And find him he did, and when he found him, then he asked Lord Ramachandra to come back and take the kingdom. Unfortunately, by that time, Maharaj Dasharatha has also died, so he passed that news on to Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra was, of course, was devastated, but still he refused to return home. He refused to come back. He said, no, I'd agreed. This was the order of our father. But Bharat says, well, but your father isn't living anymore, so there's no reason that you should follow that request. And Lord Ramachandra said, no, you're wrong. I'd already gave my word. He gave his order. His order transcends life or death. Whether he's alive or he's not alive is beside the point. The important thing is that he desired something, and we should fulfill that desire, and we should stick by our promise. So then, in Hindi, he gave this statement. He said, Ragukularita sada chali ahi prana jari para vachana najayi, which says that Ragukula, in our line of Lord Rama, the sun god, descending from the sun god. He says, when it's a matter of keeping our word, vachana, our family line, our tradition is such that prana jara paravachana, that if we have to choose between our word, our promise, and our life, then we'd rather give up our life than give up our promise. And therefore, Lord Ramachandra would not return, but he just continued on. So, such wonderful values and principles that we can learn from Lord Ramachandra. And when we're observing Ram Navami, it's not that we're just having a festival. There's something here that we need to imbibe, something here that we need to put into practice in our own Krishna consciousness, in our own spiritual lives, real lessons that are very essential. Because when we see Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, we see that many men, women, attained by Lord Ramachandra's grace, attained the association of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. So if we both get the mercy of Lord Ramachandra and also the feeling follow the teachings and example of Lord Ramachandra, then by his grace we can also perfect our spiritual life and become good devotees of Lord Krishna. So much more to be said, but Hare Krishna, that's it for today. Sri Ramachandra Bhagwan Ki Jai.